Mackie Motors pregame show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Talking Carroll Tiger head coach right now, Danny McCartan. And Coach, always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, appreciate having me.
You bet, Coach. Kind of a different year. We've had years in the past since I've been doing high school sports in the last 20 years that, you know, four teams out of a district have gotten into the playoffs. But this year with everything, everybody makes it in. We've talked a little bit about that throughout the season. But now that it's here, how does it feel getting ready for the playoff matchup?
Well, it's interesting because you just looked at all the teams, that, you know, how it all played out and, you know, who would have guessed this matchup or that matchup? And I think the state's doing the best they can with the cards they've been dealt. So, you know, people are going to complain no matter what, but we're just happy to have another chance to play on a Friday night, so we're excited.
You guys, and you had told me last Friday after we had done the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show interview that Coach Hogue had indicated he thought you guys would get a home game this week. You surprised that you did, and are you surprised that you're getting a rematch from week number three?
Yeah, we were definitely surprised that we had a home game, and I wouldn't have been surprised if we had a rematch, but I just figured it might be, you know, the two-seater. Who knows how it was going to play out, or, you know, we playing somebody up north is what I was kind of speculating, but, you know, hey, you know, it is what it is. Everybody gets a chance to play, so, you know, getting a chance to play on a Friday night's a great deal, so we're just excited for that.
Win, and you get Sergeant Malef Luton, who has a bye in the opening round in that second game of the pod. Did you like your pod when it came out?
You know, to be honest with you, I didn't really think about it because we simply knew, we assumed we were going to play somebody from the north, whether it was them, Boyden Hall, or Spencer, so it was not a surprise.
Let's talk about this Denison-Schleswig matchup. You guys played them earlier this year, week three. We mentioned that over there. Tight game at halftime, 7-7, but you guys dominated the second quarter, got some turnovers, got some big plays offensively. You pick up a 42-7 victory that night. So any concern having to match up against a team that played well against you for a half the first time around?
You know, not really. We know, you know, it's been easy talking to the guys about it because, you know, you can kind of get big-headed and think, oh, it's 42-7. You know, we smoked him in the second half. But, you know, this is also the team that just beat Creston recently 7-0 and has brought out quite a few new wrinkles with their offense and things like that that we've had to prepare for. So right now, you know, everybody's 0-0, and that's all that matters.
Danny, what is then the focus in practice this week to get ready?
You know, kind of we've really talked about getting back to the basics, just running our basic stuff. Not, you know, every week we try to add something new in, and sometimes that's all good and fine, and, you know, it's nice window dressing, but in the end, if you can't execute the stuff that's gotten you to this point, then you're struggling. And so we've really emphasized that, especially in the pass and the run game, just, you know, running power, running trap, running it effectively, getting back to running veer, running our quick passes out of gun and maybe some other different formations, but just the simple routes and being crisp and clean doing them.
Is the biggest thing for you guys maybe in getting a full game, a full 48 minutes?
You know, we've been in full games all along, so we've had no easy games in terms, you know, since district play started, really, because the second half of the Denison game, we were fighting, you know, all through the third quarter to get a lead on those guys. So I don't think we're worried about, you know, getting in full 48 minutes. We've been in all 48-minute games.
Coach, with them guys, do you think Denison's going to give you different looks or try to do something different with the way especially your defense handled them in that second half?
Oh, I definitely think that. I think they have a couple weapons back that didn't get to play the first game because of injuries or because of COVID and things like that. So I think they'll want to throw the ball around a little more than they did in the first half or in the first game. We'll definitely need to just do what we did in the first game. We got tons of pressure on the quarterback, and we've really got to do that and establish that with our defensive ends and linebackers, and, you know, hopefully be able to do it with our defensive ends and tackles and less bringing less people off the edges so we can have more people in coverage.
You mentioned getting pressure on their quarterback, the Wessel kid. He's going to have a couple of new weapons back. What do you see from him, and how do you expect him to be different than you saw him in week three?
Well, I think, you know, it's four games later. That's the biggest key. They've got four games of experience under their belt. They've done figured out what really works for them, what doesn't. And so that's the biggest key. Everybody's like, you know, getting rid of the things that didn't work and putting those guys out, putting that stuff on the shelf and getting back to the, like I said, getting back to the basics and getting what has got you wins and being successful.
What do you anticipate to see from their run game and especially the Hildebrand kid?
last time we played him, they really wanted to run some power stuff at us and let him just be an athlete. And I think that we won't see anything different than that. You know, really, I think that sometimes second back through, they've got a big offensive line and just run right at us. And, you know, that's what we would do to us. We haven't been able to handle it very well since the first time we played them.
Coach, offensively, do you feel like the run game took some steps forward last week?
Yeah, I think we did a lot better things. I think the offensive line got some confidence. You know, Ryan had a pretty good game, and I think that was just the biggest key. We just had not been running the ball worth a hoot. You know, we just had to get back to that and get some confidence more than anything, and I think we were able to do that.
Where do you feel the weaknesses is in the Monarch defense?
You know, I think that overall that, you know, I look back at the Crescent game and they played really stellar defense. They pitched a shutout. And so we've got to make sure we're attacking them vertically and horizontally. You know, we want to stretch the field with power plays, you know, horizontally and make them defend the edges. But then we've got to take our shots downfield. They really tend to play off in the secondary, almost, you know, a cover two, cover four look. And we've really got to, but we still got to take shots down the field. We think that, you know, with Torrey and with Abe and Zach Dirks and with Kobe Christensen and Nick Mack and guys like that, we should be able to stretch the field on anybody.
Do you feel like you can get wide on the jet sweep?
You know, I think it's been a tough go for us, but it's kind of like an addict. We got to go back to it, so we got to give it a go.
And you talked about the passing game. How does their secondary tackle? Because I thought last week in that win over Crested, you guys were able to get a lot of completions, but there, and you talked about it in the pregame, they're wrestling kids, they tackle well. How does Denison's secondary close that gap and tackle?
Well, you know, they've got some with the Wessels kid back there, too. You know, they've got some length. You know, they got a couple of over six-foot defensive backs and some bigger kids, you know, weighing 180, 185 pounds. So I think they tackle really well. And, you know, we didn't really test them the first time we played them because second half, I believe, we only threw two passes. So, you know, we've got some things they haven't seen yet.
Do you anticipate them crowding the box because of that more?
We hope so. You know, if they want to do that, we're definitely going to take our shots.
Well, Coach, as always, good to catch up with you here in the Mackey Motors pregame. Looking forward to chatting with you following the game Friday night for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show and then Saturday morning for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show.
You bet. Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Head Coach Danny McCartan again with the Carroll Tigers joining us. We'll be back with more of the Mackey Motors pregame show coming up next here on KCIM.